The hour set for convening the House of Representatives having arrived, the members and guests will all please be seated. We are pleased to have with us today Okaloosa County Commissioner and former House member Mel Ponder. Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the invocation. Commissioner Ponder, you can approach the well.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. What a great honor to be with you today. Let's come together in prayer. Good morning, Lord. We welcome you and invite your glory into this place. What a great honor it is to be in your presence, filled with your joy, led in your peace, and excited for this day. And as we enter into this Thanksgiving season, please know, Father, that we are thankful for you. Stir us up today, Lord, to be pursuers of your goodness. For it's your goodness, Lord, that leads others to repentance. Unite us in purpose, passionate in prayer, and release to us supernatural boldness and supernatural signs. Lord, even as we gather today on 11/22, I know there's a natural doubling of these numbers. May this also be a prophetic sign of the season ahead, yielding a double portion of your grace, favor, and guidance to impact our state and touch our nation. Today, Lord, we lift up Speaker Renner, Adriana, Abigail, Will, all his family. May they forever abide under the shadow of the Almighty and have their cups overflowing with great joy. You know our speaker, Lord. He's a man after your heart. For some trust in chariots and some in horses, but this servant leader trusts in the name of the Lord his God. For you saw him, you called him, and anointed him to lead this house. And he looks to you. Refresh him daily with peace, wisdom, and understanding. Lord, I pray every member here recognizes that they have been chosen by you. Bless, guide, and protect them and their families and their communities back home. As they serve, may they lead as they've been called, for you've been set apart for such a time as this. May they steward the land wisely, knowing the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. May they honor the gift and call in others, using their gift purposely to serve one another and outdo others in showing honor. And when given the choice, to release a blessing. For life and death are in the power of the tongue, so choose to bless, knowing one word can change someone's life. Lord, may your hand rest heavy upon this great state and upon its people, upon Governor DeSantis, his cabinet, President Pasadomo, our House and Senate leadership. Refresh them, Lord. Grant them blueprints from heaven, providing kingdom solutions to today's questions. Bless and be with our first responders, Lord, and all called into harm's way. Now may each of you be distributors of hope, obedient in your calling, passionate in your journey, pursuing unity, and doing your work as unto the Lord. So as you have been called, steward wisely, honor others, and abundantly bless. Now may the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Speaker Renner loves you. God loves you. Now go, run your race, and keep shining bright. And Father, we ask all this in your amazing name. And everybody said, amen.
Thank you, Commissioner. Are there communications on the desk?
On the desk, Mr. Chairman.
Read the communication.
State of Florida, Department of State, I, Cord Byrd, Secretary of State of the State of Florida, do hereby certify that the following candidates were duly elected at the general election held on the 8th day of November, A.D. 2022, to the office of Member, House of Representatives, as shown by the records of this office. Given under my hand and the great seal of the State of Florida at Tallahassee, the Capitol, this 22nd day of November, A.D. 2022, Cord Byrd, Secretary of State. Reading of the communication, Mr. Chairman.
For what purpose does Representative Gregory rise?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the communication be accepted as prima facie evidence of election to the House, that the members elect be seated in the House chamber, and that the roll of such members elect be called.
Representative Gregory moves the communication be accepted as prima facie evidence of election to the House, that the members elect be seated in the House chamber, and that the roll of such members elect be called. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. The members elect will be seated. The clerk will unlock the machine and the members will record their presence. Have all members recorded their presence? Have all members recorded their presence? The clerk will lock the machine and announce the presence of a quorum.
116 members voting. A quorum is present, Mr. Chairman.
Members, a quorum being present, the House of Representatives is declared officially in session for the organization of the 91st House since statehood in 1845. The members and guests will please remain standing for the presentation of the colors, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance and the National Anthem. The colors will be presented today by members of the Palm Coast Fire Department Honor Guard. We are pleased to have with us Battalion Chief Tim Wilsey, Lieutenant Patrick Giuliano, Firefighter Jesus Cordova, Firefighter Gabriel Bertola. Post the colors. Present the colors. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led today by Abigail Renner, Camila and Mateus Perez, and Mary Beth and Jane Garrison. I think we all agree that you guys did an awesome job. We are pleased to have Sandra Rommel with us today to sing the national anthem. Ms. Rommel, you may approach the well.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the
beautiful job. Retire the colors.
Order. Hope. Howard.
You may be seated. Members and guests, we are pleased to have with us today as Doctor of the Day of the Florida House, Dr. Ralph Masullo. We are also pleased to have with us today the Law Enforcement Officer of the Day, Captain Todd Carter, who's with us. Captain Carter, you're going to get two applauses because I didn't even get to say anything about you yet. Captain Carter comes with us today from the Florida Highway Patrol at Representative Renner's invitation. He graduated from the 99th Florida Highway Patrol basic recruit class and began his career in Escambia County. Since then, he spent many years with FH Priest Training Academy, being responsible for the continuing education training of over 1,900 sworn state troopers. He currently serves as the Bureau Commander for the Office of Personnel Compliance at FHP General Headquarters here in Tallahassee. Captain Carter, thank you for your many years of service to the FHP and especially for training so many troopers that protect our streets here in the state of Florida. Welcome to Florida House. We are pleased to have with us today the following former speakers and Republican leaders and Democratic leaders. If you could, members, if we could hold our applause to the end. The Honorable Steve Crisafulli, the Honorable Tom Feeney, the Honorable Ralph Haben, the Honorable James Harold Thompson, the Honorable John Thrasher, former Speaker Lee Moffitt, and former Speaker and U.S. Senator Marco Rubio. Welcome back to the Florida House. I'd also like to welcome back our former Republican leaders, the Honorable Dane Eagle, the Honorable Kurt Kaiser, the Honorable Sandra Mortham, the Honorable Dale Padgett, the Honorable Ronald Richman, and the Honorable Ray Rodriguez. Welcome back to the Florida House. We welcome back our former Democrat leaders to the Florida House, the Honorable Chris Smith and the Honorable Keone McGee. Welcome back. I keep getting additions. If we could hold our applause to the end, I'm going to welcome back our former members of the House. The Honorables Jamie Grant, Barry Richard, Scott Plakin, Commissioner Manny Diaz, Charles McBurney, Matt Hudson, former Lieutenant Governor and member Carlos Lopez Cantera, Scott McPherson, Renee Plasencia, Ron Greenstein, Brian Nelson, Gaston Cantens, also welcoming back Matt Caldwell, the Honorable Halsey Brashears, Dwight Bullard, Mike LaRosa, Jeff Atwater, Rob Schenck, now Secretary Cord Byrd, David Rivera, Camilla Brown, Blaise Ngolia, Susan Goldstein, Jimmy T. Smith, Geraldine Thompson, Clay Ingram, Vance Alupis, Bobby Powell, Alan Williams, and Paul Hawks and Tom Gallagher. All of you, welcome back to the Florida House. Members, it is my greatest pleasure to welcome to the Florida House the great governor of the state of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis. Our great Lieutenant Governor and former speaker, House Speaker pro tem of this House, the Honorable Jeanette Nunez. Welcome back. Welcome our Honorable Attorney General, Ashley Moody. Our Commissioner of Agriculture, Nikki Fried. The Commissioner-elect of the Department of Agriculture and now former Senate President, Wilton Simpson. I think he might be presiding over another event. We welcome members of our congressional delegation here in the state of Florida and former member of this House, Congressman Byron Donalds, as well as Congresswoman Laurel Lee. Welcome to the Florida House. Two of our Florida Supreme Court justices are with us today. Please help us welcome Justice Charles Kennedy and Justice John Coryell. Welcome to the Florida House. I promised Justice Kennedy I wouldn't mention that he was a member 38 years ago for the organizational session. So welcome back, Justice. Sorry, I mentioned it. Members, the oath of office will now be administered to the members-elect. At this time, it is my honor to recognize Florida Supreme Court Justice John Coryell, who will administer the oath of office to the newly elected and re-elected House members. Justice Coryell, please approach the well to administer the oaths of office. The freshman members will be asked to approach the well in small groups to take the oath of office. Returning members will take their oaths from their desks immediately following our new members being sworn in. Freshman members, please come forward to the well as your name is called.
Representatives Rudman, Abbott, Griffiths, Franklin, Daniels.
All right, please raise your right hands and repeat after me. I state your name.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and of the state of Florida, that I am duly qualified to hold office
under the Constitution of the state,
and that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of member of the House of Representatives, on which I am now about to enter. So help me God. Congratulations.
Representatives Black, Michael, Baker, Yarkoski, Tremont.
Okay, please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I
do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States
and of the state of Florida,
that I am duly qualified to hold office
under the Constitution of the state,
and that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of member of the House of Representatives,
on which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Representatives Brackett, Plakin, Placencia, Bankson, Bracey Davis.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Levon Bracey Davis.
Do
solemnly swear
that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
The duties of member of the House of Representatives.
The duties of member of the House of Representatives.
On which I am now about to enter.
On which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Representatives Antone, Lopez J., Harris, Amnesty, Stark.
Please raise your right hands and repeat after me. I state your name.
I,
Do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
The duties of member of the House of Representatives.
The duties of member of the House of Representatives.
On which I am about to enter. So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Representatives Kennedy, Temple, Holcomb, and Steele.
Please raise your right hands and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, John Steele.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution
United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully perform. The duties of member of the House of Representatives. On which I am now about to enter. So help me God. Congratulations.
Representatives Yeager, Anderson, Burfield, Jacques.
Please raise your right hands and repeat after me. I state your name.
I
do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
The duties of member of the House of Representatives,
on which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Representatives Cross, Gonzalez-Pittman, Alvarez, and Esposito.
Please raise your right hands and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Kenzie Cross.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And
that I will well and faithfully perform.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
The duties of member of the House of Representatives.
The duties of member of the House of Representatives.
On which I am now about to enter.
On which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Representatives Gossett Seidman, Waldron, Dunkley, Cassell.
Please raise your right hands and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Hillary Gossett.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
The duties of member of the House of Representatives.
The duties of member of the House of Representatives.
On which I am now about to enter.
On which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Representatives Basabi, Gant, Lopez V, Garcia, Porras.
Please raise your right hands and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Angela Grant.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
The duties of member of the House of Representatives.
The duties of member of the House of Representatives.
On which I am now about to enter.
On which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Having concluded the oaths of office to our freshman members, will the re-elected House members please rise and remain at your desks to take the oath of office?
Please raise your right hands and repeat after me. I state your name.
I solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support, protect, and defend. The Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
And I will well and faithfully perform.
The duties of member of the House of Representatives. On which I am now about to enter.
On which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
You may be seated. For what purpose does Representative Gregory rise?
To make a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Gregory, you're recognized.
Mr. Chairman, whereas the House has examined the qualifications, elections, and returns of the members, pursuant to Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution of the State of Florida, I move that the House find and declare that said persons have been duly elected to the House of Representatives and are qualified members of the House of Representatives of the 91st Florida House of Representatives since statehood upon taking their oaths of office.
Representative Gregory moves the House find and declare that said persons have been duly elected and are qualified members of the Florida House of Representatives of the 91st Florida House of Representatives since statehood in 1845 upon taking their oaths of office. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed no. The motion is approved. Congratulations and welcome to the Florida House of Representatives. The House will now proceed to the election of Speaker. For a purpose of nominations, motions shall be seconded. Nominations are now in order for Speaker of the House under Article 3, Section 2 of our state constitution. For what purpose does Representative Joseph rise?
To make a motion, to make a nomination, request permission to approach the well.
Representative Joseph, you're recognized and may approach the well.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning. Bonjour. Buenos dias. I nominate Representative Fentress Driscoll for Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives.
For what purpose does Representative Gottlieb rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I second the nomination and request permission to approach the well.
You're recognized, may approach the well.
Good morning, members. I nominate Representative Fentress Driscoll for Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Thank you, Representative Gottlieb. For what purpose does Representative Perez rise?
To make a nomination and request permission to approach the well, Mr. Speaker.
You're recognized, may approach the well.
Good morning, members. Members, visitors in the gallery, in today's media-saturated environment, you can't go very long without running into someone with ideas about the concept of leadership. Everyone has an opinion on leadership. There are countless books, there are podcasts, there are seminars on how to become a leader, and in today's day and age, you can even earn a college degree in the subject of leadership. But in the face of this era of self-proclaimed expertise, I'm going to offer you all a radical opinion. Leadership is not a profession. It's not like law. It's not like medicine. You can't earn a degree and pass an exam to become a leader. And it isn't a skill that you can repeat 10,000 times in order to master. There isn't a formula. There isn't a recipe. Leadership, it emerges from how a person applies their values, their character, and their empathy to solving communal problems. I'm happy to stand here today, members, and tell you that we're all very lucky. We're lucky because Paul Renner is a man of just that: strong values, abiding character, and deep, deep empathy. And in this era of Instagram and Facebook that we all know too well, where people feel that even the smallest minutia of their lives is so important that it needs to be publicly shared, Paul's sense of humility stands apart. He has not put himself forth to lead this chamber because he seeks that glory or that grandeur. He doesn't crave the attention. He doesn't open up the clips every day to count how many times his name was mentioned in an article, how many likes he got on a tweet, or how many times it was retweeted. But I recently learned that of all the branches of our military, the U.S. Navy is the only one without an official motto. But there are, however, some unofficial mottos that I wanted to bring up, but one in specific. And here's the example. Carved into the entrance to the chapel at the U.S. Naval Academy are the words, "Non sibi patrii," not self, but country. Not self, but country. This, members, this has been Paul Renner's mission statement in his life. It guided him as he served in the United States Navy in both Operation Desert Storm and then later in Afghanistan. It explains why after graduating from the University of Florida Law School, he began his legal career prosecuting dangerous criminals. It drove him to run for the Florida House and has brought him now to one of the most important offices in the greatest state, in the greatest country, in the entire world. Paul's sense of humility and service comes not only from his own life experiences, but the lesson learned from the example of his parents. Arville and Mavis Renner, they worked as a minister and a school teacher. Those are professions of vocation, professions of service. But they're also vocations that require extraordinary levels of patience and a deep concern for others. And those traits were passed along from Paul's parents on to Paul. When reading about patience, there are many examples a person can find. However, patience isn't a quality that one normally associates with politicians. But it defines Paul Renner. When talking to members, Paul never just tells us what he thinks. He listens to our concerns, and he carefully considers our opinions. His patience comes through in how he has approached his future leadership role. Over the last several terms, I've watched Paul as unfailingly he has supported his speakers, all the while watching and learning from both their successes and their mistakes. That patience, that willingness to wait for the right moment, applies to Paul's personal life as well. Rather than rushing at a young age to get married, Paul held out for his soulmate, even though he had to wait a little longer. Paul, I'm not calling you old. But seeing the happiness that Adriana has brought into Paul's life, it is a reminder that the really great things in life, the truly important and special things in life, members are worth waiting for. The patience of waiting for Adriana led to, in my opinion, his two greatest blessings, Abigail and Will. And I saw them today, and they both look adorable. My friends, fortunately for all of us, the wait for one of the most important and special things is now over. The beginning of Paul Renner's speakership. Paul, your wait is over. And while you have never craved the spotlight, it is now yours. This is your moment, and I ask that you take it in and that you look around. You look at your membership. Take the mental snapshots. I hope you know, and I think I can safely speak for everyone in this chamber when I say that you have our respect, you have our trust, and you have our total support. Paul, this is your house. My fellow members, it is with great pleasure and pride that I nominate my friend, Representative Paul Renner, to serve as the Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives for the 2022-2024 term.
Thank you, Representative Perez. For what purpose does Representative Garrison rise?
To second the nomination and request permission to approach the well.
Representative Garrison, you're recognized and may approach the well.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Governor DeSantis, Senator Rubio, members of the cabinet, distinguished colleagues, former speakers, friends, it's an honor to second nomination of Representative Perez for Paul Renner to be the Speaker of this House. I won't duplicate his remarks as they relate to Paul's humility, his integrity, his devotion to family, and his service to our nation. I want to focus instead in my brief remarks on Paul's character as a leader. And this is especially instructive to the 119 of us in this room who will now call him our speaker. Here's the lesson. Paul Renner will never ask us to do something that he has not already done himself. Everyone knows the story now of Paul losing by 2 votes and not coming back to be speaker. It's become part of the Renner myth. And it risks becoming a fun and interesting fact that gets trotted out at times like this, but really has no instructive value. And honestly, members, that would be a shame. Because the story of the 2014 House District 15 primary deserves to be told, retold, and held up as an example for us all. I was there. It was a tough, brutal primary. Street by street, block by block, phone call by phone call. And when the unofficial results were tallied, he was 1, 2, 3 votes down. Now, if you know Paul, you know the litigator he is, the lawyer he is. He approached the recount like a man possessed. Discipline and persistence that we would now recognize very clearly as our future speaker were then and now his trademark. It was disciplined, vote by vote, ballot by ballot, every day, every night at the Supervisor of Elections office. He had a team, he was ready, he fought. But when the canvassing board came back with the final official tally, the good news is he had cut that margin down a little bit. Instead of 3, now it was 2. 2 votes short. 5,962 to 5,960. Let me sing in for a second. 5,962 to 5,960. Members, what would you have done in that situation? I know what I would have done, but here's what Paul Renner did. When he had exhausted all his options, when he had done everything that the law permitted and came up the 2 votes short, Paul Renner picked up the phone. He called his opponent. He conceded, and he pledged his support to him as the Republican nominee. That's Paul Renner. But he's here, obviously. He lost that race, and here he is today. So what happened? Well, that part of the story often goes untold, because in God's providence and maybe some good fortune, thank you, Speaker Thresher, a seat opened up about 60 miles from Jacksonville in Palm Coast. And Northeast Florida pretty much unanimously said, Paul Renner, this is your moment. This is your time. But this isn't like Miami, where you know the districts are like 5 minutes from each other. I mean, Palm Coast is 60 miles from Jacksonville. It's a good hour's drive on 95 when there's no traffic, and there rarely is no traffic. So Paul decided to dust himself off, get back on the horse. But this involved more than gearing up for a second political run after a devastating loss. It meant he and Adriana moving from their beautiful home in Avondale. It meant an extra 2 hours in the car every day commuting to the office. It meant him integrating himself into the fabric of a new community, earning the trust and respect of his new neighbors, doing the thankless work of knocking on doors and taking the slings and arrows of public life in a new town, a new region, a new political culture with zero guarantee of success. Paul went all in again. And this time he won resoundingly. Once here, Paul's devotion to duty, his fidelity to principles, his commitment to teamwork have been his calling card. It's why we're here today. But members, I go back to the point I made just a few minutes ago, that Paul Renner, as our speaker, will never ask us to do something he has not already done himself. Fought a brutal, no-holds-barred primary, so is our speaker. Experienced a soul-crushing loss and responded with class, integrity, so is our speaker. Made the sacrifices to run for office and serve in this house, so is our speaker. Had to take a tough vote. So has our speaker. Had to stand up and defend your principles under intense, withering criticism. So is our speaker. Had to put your career on pause while you come to Tallahassee. So is our speaker. Had to sacrifice precious time that we will never get back with your spouse and your young children. So is our speaker, and then some. Paul Renner will never ask you to do something he has not already done himself. It's often said that little dreams stir no man's heart. And for all the cool reserve of a naval officer and the corporate litigator's analytical mind, those who truly know Paul Renner, those who truly know him, know he dreams big, bold dreams. Dreams of a Florida where families are strengthened, where every child has access to a world-class education, where businesses prosper and the vulnerable are protected, where constitutional liberties are safeguarded, and where the responsibilities of citizenship are borne by all in a measure equal to the gifts bestowed on them by their Creator. Every person whose portrait surrounds us had their own dreams. The folks sitting in front of me had their own dreams, their own challenges, their own successes and failures. None were perfect. All were in turn blessed and cursed by the burdens of leadership. But for all their triumphs of high achievement and failures while daring greatly, none of them, not a one, took the gavel of this house at a time of such hope and promise for our great state. Many who aspire to lead would shrink in the face of such pressure. Paul Renner is prepared. He is tested. He will not waver. He will not falter. And members, he will not yield. Mr. Speaker, it's my great honor to second the nomination of our friend and our colleague, Representative Paul Renner, to be the 89th Speaker of this Florida House. Thank you.
For what purpose does Representative Driscoll rise?
For a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Recognized.
I move that nominations cease, that the House dispense with the roll call vote, and that a unanimous vote be recorded for Representative Paul Renner.
Members, you've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying yay. All opposed, no. The motion is approved. By your vote, members, you have elected Representative Paul Renner, Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives. It is my privilege to present Speaker Renner, his wife Adriana, and their children Abigail and William Andrew. I will now ask Speaker Renner and his family to approach the rostrum. Members, as Speaker Renner and his family come to the rostrum, we'd also have a special welcome to additional family members of the Renner family. Please hold your applause until the end, but it's a pleasure to introduce Speaker Renner's father, Dr. Arvil Renner, his brother, Mr. Mark Renner, Jose and Juliana Portilla, Sharon Spence, Rob and Sherry Smith, and Andy and Christina Renner. Welcome to the Florida House. Administering the oath of office will be Justice Coryell. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce to you the Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives, Representative Paul Renner.
I hope the fire marshal's not watching. Speaker Sprouls, thank you for your service to our state. I really look forward to building on all that you've accomplished. Chairman Perez and Representative Garrison, thank you for your remarks. This chamber will be in good hands. I also want to recognize our governor and first lady. I can think of over 1.5 million reasons why, but let me just say congratulations on your reelection. The same congratulations to our guest today, Senator Marco Rubio, our Lieutenant Governor, Attorney General, CFO, and our outgoing and incoming Commissioner of Agriculture. Florida is truly blessed with your leadership, and I look forward to working with each of you to serve the needs of the people of Florida. And I also want to congratulate our House members on your election. The sign waving and door knocking are finally over. So are the occasional doors slammed in our faces. You are ready to get to work, and I am honored to be your speaker. Commissioner Ponder, thank you for leading us in prayer. The biggest blessings in my life have come after facing challenges beyond my control. Faith brought me through each time. Faith sustains many of us in this chamber, so it is fitting that we begin this session, as we have in the past, seeking God's guidance and blessing for our next 2 years of service. And there is no greater blessing than family. I've been privileged to be married to my wife, Adriana, for almost 10 years. Sweetheart, I am standing here today because of you, and I could not imagine going through life without you. Since the first day we met, and long before politics, you were my first lady, and you always, always will be. And of course, the Renner family has grown recently. During last year's designation ceremony, we had our daughter Abigail on the House floor, but we also had a secret. That secret is now eating nonstop and doing other things that babies do. Adriana and I are grateful to welcome William Andrew to our family. The Speaker of the House leads this chamber on behalf of all its members, and I take that responsibility seriously. I've enjoyed getting to know Minority Leader Driscoll and congratulate her on her new role. I also pledge to every member of the minority party that we will have robust debate. I'm confident that all members will exhibit the civility and mutual respect that our constituents deserve, and we will tolerate nothing less. We hold an organization session every 2 years. Each time we find ourselves in a unique moment in history. Sometimes the differences are stark, like the arrival of COVID or a 100-year storm. As leaders, we must rise to meet our moment. Hurricanes Ian and Nicole have devastated parts of our state. Lives were lost, businesses and homes destroyed. It will take years for some areas of our state to recover. While the TV cameras have gone, we will remain laser focused on the recovery effort. Later today, I will establish a select committee on hurricane resiliency and recovery to accelerate our rebuilding and gather lessons learned so that we are even better prepared for the next storm. Fortunately, responsible spending decisions by our legislature and our governor have made Florida stronger than ever. We have balanced our budget, lowered our debt, and set aside record reserves. Let's just say no one will ever confuse us for the federal government. Sustained fiscal responsibility means Florida can bear the cost of hurricanes and also address other priorities. Unfortunately, our constituents are facing record inflation. Many Floridians are reaching the breaking point. Their incomes can't keep up with rising prices. The basics of life, housing, food, and energy costs, are crushing the family budget. Washington's wasteful spending only adds fuel to the inflationary fire. Inflation will not end until there is a rare outbreak of responsibility in our nation's capital. But here in Florida, we will act with purpose to reduce Floridians' cost of living. We will reduce taxes. We will tackle runaway insurance costs. We will make housing more affordable. And we will confront the causes driving up fuel prices and our electric bills. Inflation is hurting everyone, and we will take action. America is known for its vibrant civil society and how we come together to solve big problems. We find that American spirit in our churches and synagogues, in our family, friends, and neighbors, in the businesses where we work, and the nonprofits where we volunteer. It's where most of our lives are lived. The cooperation we saw in response to the hurricanes is just the latest example. We must protect this uniquely American strength. Keeping most areas free of politics has allowed our country to thrive because people of diverse backgrounds can still come together around the many goals we share. Yet our historical moment is one in which ideologues want to politicize everything, who treat their ideology as a religion and demand that we follow it no matter the cost. They have pushed indoctrination at the expense of education. They spend more time defending drag queen story time than promoting phonics and the science of reading. In this election, moms and dads sent a clear message to these ideologues. Our children are not your social experiment. Parents expect schools to keep their children safe, respect their values, and teach the reading, math, and general knowledge necessary for kids to succeed in life. We must prepare every child with a world-class education. To do so, we will continue to reward our best teachers and staff, respect parental rights, and expand educational freedom. By providing more funding and flexibility, we will deliver a bright future to Florida's next generation. Unfortunately, these same ideologues have co-opted Wall Street with political demands branded under environmental, social, and governance goals, or ESG. In practice, ESG demands that companies adopt radical environmental and diversity goals and sets up a scoring system to reward or punish those companies based on their compliance. These radical goals are causing a politically induced energy crisis, raising prices at the pump and our electric bills. ESG raises our cost of living, it undermines our national security, and bypasses the checks and balances of the democratic process. It is also a direct threat to Florida's pension fund and our credit rating. Just last year, our credit rating agencies began requiring that we provide data to measure our compliance with ESG's political dogma. ESG scoring will soon become a factor in our credit rating, meaning that fiscally irresponsible states like California could receive a better credit rating than Florida simply because they adopt ESG's political agenda. We are not going to let that happen in Florida. A few minutes ago, I sent a letter to the three credit reporting agencies demanding that they drop the politics and return to objective financial criteria universally recognized to measure a state's credit rating. Meanwhile, those in the Florida retirement system must be confident that we are protecting their money. I want those with a state pension to know we will never let your life savings be put at risk by the political interference of ESG. We'll expose ESG for what it is, an ideological sham that hurts all of us. In addition to our current challenges, we must focus on the future of Florida, proactively addressing long-term infrastructure so Florida keeps pace with future growth. A parable is told about an old man planting a tree. Someone points out that he will not live long enough to see that tree bear fruit. He responds, "When I came into this world, there was fruit from trees planted by those who came before me. I am planting this tree for those who come after me." We must secure Florida's future, even though term limits mean that most of the benefits will happen after we're gone. That is why we must plant those seeds now. We are creating a new committee structure to develop strategic solutions for the future of our water supply, water quality, transportation, land conservation, and resiliency. This focused effort will provide a safe, prosperous, and beautiful state for generations to come. Speaking of future generations, we know that our actions here are of little consequence unless we promote the cause of children and the families who raise them. Strong families are far more important than strong governments. Therefore, we will commit ourselves these next 2 years to the safety and well-being of our children and families, lowering the cost to families to raise children and defending our children against the many threats that confront them. Meanwhile, we will always remain vigilant in defense of the rule of law and the constitutional rights of our citizens. We have earned our reputation as the free state of Florida, and my pledge to you is we will boldly defend life, liberty, and freedom for all our citizens. Before I close, I want to point out a change on the House floor. In prior years, we have displayed small American flags at your desk, and we still do. But we have now added the flag of our great state throughout the chamber. We are in a special moment where all eyes are on Florida as America's beacon of freedom and opportunity. The state flag on your desk will remind us daily of the importance of Florida and the people we serve. Similarly, we will be delivering to your office the gift of a tie or scarf depicting our state. And because our families serve with us, we are providing all of our spouses with a tie or scarf in a reverse color pattern. As we wear them, remember that while we come from different backgrounds, we all serve one state. Our collective success these next 2 years depends on each of you. And I know you are ready to deliver. Our success also depends on close cooperation with our Senate colleagues. I'm especially grateful for the close partnership I enjoy with Senate President Kathleen Passidomo, who is dedicated to leaving the state better than we found it. Along with our great governor, we will deliver on a bold agenda, securing a future for Florida that is full of prosperity, abundant with opportunity, and rich in quality of life. God bless you in the great state of Florida. Members, please take your seats. For what purpose does Representative Perez rise?
Mr. Speaker, I move that House Resolution 10 be adopted.
Representative Perez, you're recognized to explain the resolution.
Mr. Speaker, the House rules remain largely unchanged from the last 2 years where most of us served under, with most of these changes before us being technical updates to clarify procedures and conform the text of this rule to standard House practices.
And also, Representative Perez moves that House Resolution 10, adopting the rules of the House, be introduced and read twice by title. All in favor, signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the motion is approved. Read the House Resolution 10 twice by title.
By Representative Perez, House Resolution 10, a resolution establishing the rules of the House of Representatives of the State of Florida for the 2022-2024 term. By Representative Perez, House Resolution 10, a resolution establishing the rules of the House of Representatives of the State of Florida for the 2022-2024 term.
Representative Perez, you're recognized.
These are the rules briefly discussed, Mr. Speaker.
Do you have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I move that the adoption of the resolution be recognized and to explain them. Mr. Speaker.
You're recognized.
Thank you. These rules have two different parts. The beginning is the HCR 10 House rules, and the second would be the HCR 30 joint rules, Mr. Speaker.
Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Is there debate? Representative Gottlieb, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I apologize for my voice. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and congratulations. I rise today in opposition of the adoption of the proposed rules. This year's rules have some changes members like and some changes that give many pause. These rules contain major revisions restricting debate, which were introduced for the first time last term. These rules further limit the types of bills that members can file and make it harder for our constituents to understand where we as members stand on legislation. These changes should be abandoned, and we should return to the historical practice of our chamber, which allowed each member's voice to be heard, the rules that require transparency, and generally required a public vote to cut short debate. Session, members, is our time to come together and to reason together, and these restrictive practices interfere with that. Members, these rules do not reflect the better values of our historical traditions of this chamber. They do not live up to the task that our constituents set before us, and I ask you to vote no. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Is there further debate? Representative Perez, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Very briefly, I appreciate Representative Gottlieb's comments, a man that I respect tremendously, but it is important that we acknowledge that the bill slots are at 7, and that hasn't changed from the previous 2 years, which before that were at 6. And so recently we've been able to give members more of an opportunity to have more bill slots. And second, Mr. Speaker, I did want to add in the closing that the structured debate is it's simply boundaries. It's not a limitation. And more often than not, the debate time hasn't reached its full potential, but that is a conversation that we would have in a bipartisan manner. And we obviously always welcome open debate. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Perez, having closed, the question now recurs on the adoption of H.R. 10. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? The clerk will lock the machine and announce the vote.
83 yeas, 34 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the resolution is adopted. Representative Perez, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the rules be waived and that the House concurrent resolution 30 adopting the joint rules be introduced and read twice by title.
Representative Perez moves that the rules be waived and House concurrent resolution 30 adopting the joint rules be introduced and read twice by title. All in favor signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no.
No.
The motion is approved. Read House concurrent resolution 30 twice by title.
By Representative Perez, House Concurrent Resolution 30, a concurrent resolution establishing the joint rules of the Florida Legislature for the 2022-2024 term. By Representative Perez, House Concurrent Resolution 30, a concurrent resolution establishing the joint rules of the Florida Legislature for the 2022-2024 term.
Representative Perez, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move that House Concurrent Resolution 30 be adopted.
Representative Perez moves the adoption of the resolution and is recognized to explain it.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The joint rules of the House and the Senate are governed by both bodies and address the processes that jointly affect both chambers, such as registrations, conferences, and joint legislative offices.
Are there questions of the sponsor? Are there amendments?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Is there debate? Representative Perez, you're recognized to close.
Waive close, Mr. Speaker.
Having waived close, the question now recurs on the adoption of House Concurrent Resolution 3-0. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? The clerk will unlock the machine and announce the vote.
118 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Speaker.
Show the resolution is adopted. For what purpose does Representative Leek rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've waited a long time to say that. To make a motion, Mr. Speaker.
You're recognized.
I move that a committee be appointed to inform the Senate that the House is organized.
You have heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. Show the motion is adopted. The motion is agreed to, and I appoint Representative McLean as the chair, along with Representatives Roth, Killebrew, Silvers, and Williams. The committee is excused to perform its assignment. We will now proceed to the election of a speaker pro tempore. Representative Garrison, you're recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wish to announce that the Republican Conference met yesterday and selected Representative Clemens as our speaker pro tem. I move that pursuant to House Rule 1.1 per NB, the House dispense with a roll call vote and a unanimous vote be recorded for Representative Clemens.
You've heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. The motion is agreed to. The clerk shall record a unanimous vote for Representative Clemens. By your vote, members, you have elected Representative Clemens, Speaker pro tempore of the Florida House of Representatives. Congratulations. I will now ask Representative Clemens and his wife to approach the rostrum. We are pleased to have with us today Representative Clemens' wife, Jane Clemens. Administering the oath of office will be Justice Curiel.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Chuck Clemens.
Do solemnly swear that I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
Constitution and government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
And I will faithfully perform.
The duties of Speaker pro tempore of the House of Representatives.
Speaker pro tempore of the House of Representatives.
On which I am now about to enter.
On which I'm now about to enter.
So help me God.
Help me God.
Congratulations.
Let me just say a few words. You've heard that I'm a preacher's kid and also a lawyer, so I've spent some time in church and time in courtrooms. And there's something to be revered there, and I believe this house, this chamber is to be revered. And I can think of nobody else better than Chuck Clemens to express and who carries himself with such grace, such character, even a regal demeanor. When I think we've all seen Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, when I think of Tallahassee, I think of Mr. Clemens coming to Washington. To Tallahassee, rather. And so we are honored to have him as our new speaker pro tempore. You will be excellent, my friend. Thank you. Thank you. Pursuant to House Rule 1.12B, I hereby appoint Representative Grant as Majority Leader. Congratulations. You're going to have your hands full, my friend. 85. Representative Joseph, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is my distinct honor and privilege to announce the selection of a lovely lady who I had the privilege of going to Georgetown Law with, a brilliant lawyer committed to her community, as she adds another notch to her history-making belt to be the first Black woman to be leader of the minority caucus in the Florida legislature, Representative Fentress Driscoll.
Congratulations, Representative Driscoll, and please approach the well. Before she begins, it is my honor to introduce her family members who have joined us here in Tallahassee today. Her father, Joel Driscoll. Mother, Terry Driscoll. And her sisters, Sherita Morris and Shannon Rose. Welcome to the Florida House.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Y'all know how that thing goes. Only two gallery passes, so glad my dad's here. Mr. Speaker, congratulations to you, to Speaker Pro Tempore Clemens, to Minority Leader Grant, Speaker Sprouse, so good to see you here this morning, sir, and to our Supreme Court Justices, good morning. And good morning to the members and their families, colleagues, and friends. Congratulations to everyone here today. This office and this space is special, very special. I hope you take some time today to be mindful of what you have achieved, where we are, and the great honor bestowed upon you by the people back home. Public service is a noble calling, and I want to acknowledge the sacrifice you have made, putting your life on hold to come to Tallahassee to try to make Florida a better place. Election season has now ended, and it's time to do the truly difficult work we were sent here to do. There's no pithy bumper sticker solution to the property insurance crisis, no glossy mailer that will solve climate change, and no clever TV ad that will build an economy that gives every Floridian the opportunity to not only survive, but to thrive. And in a cruel twist of fate, the election was actually the easy part. We have a lot of work ahead of us, and I look forward to the dialogue. But it is important to me that you understand that my caucus intends to conduct ourselves as this great democratic republic demands, as the loyal opposition, a vocal minority whose voice is heard despite the obvious math of the vote count. We will be speaking for those who sent us to Tallahassee and as the voices of those in your districts who may think and believe and love and worship differently than you do. That is a role a strong representative democracy requires of us. Believe me, it would be much easier on all of us if we didn't have to fight. But that's not what the promise of this country demands, and so it's not what we're going to do. So every time you're frustrated that we insist on asking questions or pointing things out on the floor, please don't blame us, blame the founding fathers, who understood that the voices of the minority needed to be heard and respected. So just know, when you're tempted to cut us off in debate, the ghost of Thomas Jefferson will be judging you. But understand, we are here to serve. We are here to work, and we plan to work hard. And whether that's with you or against you, entirely up to you. I know that many of you are willing to come to the table with your hands extended as well. There's a quote that President Obama had where he talked about, we're willing to extend your hands as long as you're willing to unclench your fist. But I know so many of you come to the table with your hands extended. I've worked with you, worked alongside you in battle on some good legislation, and I look forward to being able to do the same thing this term. Members, we can do a great good if we meet at a reasonable middle and work from there. There is so much more than we have in common than what divides us. The people in my district aren't that different from the people in yours. At their core, they're all worried about the same thing, finding a path to success in this economy, doing everything they can for their families, and leaving a Florida behind where their kids can thrive and grow. In my experience, all any Floridian truly wants is the freedom to be healthy, prosperous, and safe. We can work together to find ways to provide that security for our constituents. I know that the politics of the day require that on some issues, you know, you choose a different path, and I have no illusion that every bill this session will be a bipartisan love fest. We will have valid policy differences. We will disagree, and we will argue and debate. That is unavoidable and to be expected. But I encourage every member of both caucuses to think beyond the next election cycle or two, beyond what Senate seats will be open when, to think about the arc of history and our place in it. The voters have spoken repeatedly since the Dobbs decision this spring. In places as red as Kansas, Kentucky, and Montana, the right of a woman to have her own autonomy to decide her personal health care and reproductive care choices has been protected again and again. On this issue, the people have always been clear. The majority of Americans and Floridians do not want excessive, abusive regulation over their bodies. If you take us there, we will have no choice but to push back and to hold the line. And time after time after excruciating time, we have seen gun violence and mass shootings break the hearts of communities across our country. Most recently, 3 nights ago, at an LGBTQ+ nightclub in Colorado. Florida took an amazing step forward with the laws we passed after the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting. And there is no reason to move our state backwards. But there are so many opportunities to do good work together to deliver on the promise of Florida. We have an insurance crisis, and the solutions are not carved in partisan stone. We have room to work together for the benefit of every Floridian. The affordable housing crisis is hurting Floridians in every one of our districts and is a weight on the economy of our state. If we can find ways to spark the building of more homes people can actually afford, creating good, steady construction jobs, we can add a rocket boost to Florida's already massive economic engine. And we must do more to tackle the impacts of climate change on this state. Florida is ground zero in the continental United States when it comes to both sea level rise and the deadly effects of stronger storms. Now, the majority, I'll grant you this, you made significant political gains in the Miami-Dade area. But you cannot claim pride in those gains without also doing more to ensure that those people's homes are not literally underwater. They deserve that. And we can all surely agree that the situation with forgotten and abandoned African-American cemeteries is the most important legislative priority this session. No, nobody. That's my priority, Bill. It's okay. You can't blame a leader for trying. All right, okay. You know, every legislative session offers new opportunities. We have an opportunity to do good here. And I promise you this. My will is resolute. The will of my caucus is resolute. We are eager and willing to do the work of the people and move Florida forward. We are here, and we are ready. And we are so honored to be a part of the 91st Florida House of Representatives. Mr. Speaker, I look forward to your leadership. I know you personally to be an honorable man, and I've had the pleasure of working you for the last 4 years. You have served our country with pride, and you love your family. You always make that clear. And I know you will do what you believe to be best to lead our great chamber and to make us all proud. My caucus and I have opened our hands, and we look forward to working with you. Thank you.
Minority Leader Driscoll, congratulations. You will serve your caucus well, and I look forward to working with you. Pursuant to the authority provided in Rule 1.1C, I hereby appoint Jeff Takis as the Clerk of the House and Russell Hosford as Sergeant at Arms. Let me just say briefly that these two guys are the unsung heroes of the House. They're quiet, but this gentleman here makes sure that the trains run on time and we get our bills back and forth to the Senate and to the governor. And Sergeant Hosford, you keep us safe and do a whole number of things that probably are outside your responsibilities, but you do it anyway. You guys are always first to serve. So thank you both. I really, really appreciate having you with us. For what purpose does Representative Stevenson rise?
Mr. Speaker, I move that the Clerk of the House be authorized to make any necessary technical and grammatical corrections in the House rules, and the House publish its rules as corrected, and that the published rules be printed in the Journal on the first day of the 2023 regular session.
Representative Stevenson moves that the Clerk of the House be authorized to make any necessary technical and grammatical corrections in the House rules, that the House publish its rules as corrected, and that the published rules be printed in the Journal on the first day of the 2023 regular session. All in favor, signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. The motion is approved. For what purpose does Representative Perez rise?
To make a motion, Mr. Speaker.
You're recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the rules be waived and all organization session remarks be spread upon the Journal.
Representative Perez moves that the rules be waived and all organization session remarks be spread upon the Journal. All those in favor signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. The motion is approved. Is there further business to come before the House? Representative Perez, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn, sine die.
Representative Perez moves that the House do now adjourn, sine die. All in favor signify by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. The motion is approved. The House now stands adjourned, sine die.